It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Okay, whoa. Hang on, guys. We've only gone an hour and 20 minutes. I'll keep going. But I'm going to go. Let me get something straight here. How long are you guys ready to go? You want to go for another hour or two?
That's what we usually say at the start of the 9 o'clock hour. Whoa.
Hold on. You want us to go how much longer?
How long is this going to go on here? That was wow. a little levity with the Joe deal there. Okay, I'm going to give him credit. He took questions. He did, technically, right?
Yes,
he was there for over an hour and a half.
We've
all been clamoring for it, and he did.
And he even came out, and the Biden administration press release said that this president made history by conducting the longest press conference of any president in American history.
All right, reading between the lines, though, if that's the highlight.
Nothing else was said during that press conference other than he came out, and it was funny because yesterday we sat here and we predicted what is he going to do. He's not going to take blame for anything. He's going to say he's been great, and he's going to blame the Republicans or somebody else for what happened, and in most cases, I'm assuming Trump. And that's basically what happened yesterday. Came out and said he has outperformed expectations.
That was amazing.
And I was like, what expectation? Where was the bar? Underneath the ground? I don't know.
Everybody knew I was going to fail. I'm only getting a D. Yeah, he actually spun it that way. You're right.
Look, I didn't overpromise, but I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
Really?
The fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where...
I should say, too, that everybody was rooting for the country to do well. I mean, good Lord, if he was doing well, the country was going to do well. We'd all be, getting out of this thing together. No, that's not it. His approval rating is cratering because he's just been a joke.
Well, and then you watched what happened with the stock market yesterday.
Oh.
Do not look at your 401k or if you live by the stock market and that's your job. I'm really sorry because you're probably trying to allay the fears of many investors today. This thing is on a downslide because of inflation. He goes and says, this being the president, and I'm not an economist, but I'm not stupid. He goes and says, my Build Back Better program will make inflation go away.
Oh,
I went,
man.
Really?
Boy, I tell you.
How's that going to happen?
What? No, like, none of that is even true.
And he says,
but I don't think he realizes it because he's that far out of touch.
Yeah, but he even prefaced it with, I got eight scholars, economic scholars from Harvard and Yale and Stanford and all these, great institutions. They're telling me this is what's going to happen. It's a wonderful program. And the Republicans killed it. No, it's not a wonderful program because all you want to do is spend money.
It was a rough day. I think we were right on everything. I lost this prop bet, though. He did not say, unless I missed it, I'm going to get in trouble.
No.
I'm in trouble if I take any more questions.
But he did have the little and he went down and he went,
Betty, from AP.
I was like, really? He didn't know anybody. I'm thinking, you've been a senator for how many years? You have to know some of the people in the press corps. Somewhere along the line, you've been president for a year. Well, it shows you how much he knows about the reporters in there.
You know who got a question in? Friend of the show. He's been on many times, and now he's back with Newsmax, I think he works for, James Rosen.
I love his voice.
And he was the only one that asked about mental capacity.
Sure did.
Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, so the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
James,
what was your name again?
This long, involved question. All he gets is, I have no idea.
He did start it, though. He was pretty funny, and Biden knew it was coming. He said, sir, he goes, I mean no insult. I mean no disrespect. I respect the office. I respect you, but... And then boom. The world thinks you're crazy and you're incompetent, so how do you respond to that?
That would have been a great... I would love to hear James Rosen ask a really abrasive question that way. Sir, are you nuts? And the response again would be,
I have no idea.
Anyway, hey, little programming note. Coming up at 8:33-ish, right after the break at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. So
yes. I like her.
That's right. You think she watched this yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Either that at least the highlights.
Watch the highlights.
Or lowlights.
They're probably watching to see if he was going to trash our governor.
Yeah.
And he's not a big fan of
the
Duron Ron. So
no.
It would have been interesting.
Florida is a threat.
Yeah. He doesn't like Ron DeSantis at all.
And you know what? If I can throw another programming note, guys.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is, I'm sorry. We just went through this whole production wishing my daughter a happy birthday.
Yeah.
We thought they were in the car on the way to school. They weren't yet.
Oh, so
now
this is
they
like
are.
Take two?
Oh.
So
I'm gonna take two.
Oh, gee.
Let's stop the show. Hold on.
It was so well done. I appreciate you guys doing this. And then they weren't even there. So I'll try again. Happy birthday, Aria. She's 5 today.
Hold on a second. Preschool starts at 8.
Yeah, no, they're late.
It's almost they're 8:10.
Late. Oh, yeah, they're late.
Come on, Kristen. Wow. Let's get on the ball here.
Yeah, what's your wife
doing? What's going on?
Let's go. Jeez.
All right, hold on. Let's rip. Come on back in, singers. Hold on.
Happy birthday to you.
Now we're going to pay him another $3.
It's costing us money.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
That's awesome.
Yes. Remember. It's like your older brother just lost his first tooth. By the time you lose your teeth, it's
right.
$10 a tooth.
Oh, no.
Make it 20?
Yeah, 10.
20. Inflation.
Oh, yeah, 20 bucks 20.
It's that,
a tooth.
It's that first tooth bonus killing out of a visit from the tooth fairy this morning. So,
There you go.
Big week.
All right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
that's
little
baby. That's awesome. So what are you doing for the birthday?
I'm not sure yet. You got big plans,
right? Okay. How come we weren't invited to the party?
I'll let you know.
Shows you where we rank, Bill.
And happy last week of work. She says to this reporter in West Virginia, what a trooper.
You know what? Let me honestly ask you before we tell the story. If this were you, would you continue to work as a TV reporter for this station?
I think so, because she's got to get a raise or something out of this, right?
Yeah, she's got to get something. But she said it was her last week. But this woman in West Virginia is doing a live report. You got to go look at it, because the anchor, he's such a doofus. I'm thinking he could care less if this poor girl gets hit by a car.
But what a trooper.
Three's Tori Yorke joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Here it comes.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
I'm okay, Tim. And he's like, oh, where'd you get hit? On the upper part of your body or the bottom part?
She's
like,
solo reporter, one-woman show, sets up the camera, as a lot of them do these days in TV. She's there. Amazingly, the camera stays, so you just see it off screen, and you hear her. She's more concerned about the lady that hit her.
I'm okay. We're all good.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
What?
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, it's one
sure
woman band.
Okay,
we're good, Tim. Ma'am, you are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good.
So you see this on the blog.
Wow.
This is awesome. So it's still split screen, because it was the start of the report, and they never broke away from that. So the anchor back in the studio, Tim's reaction is there the whole time. He's just a dud.
Yeah, he's
like stone-faced.
Yeah, doesn't say anything. And then he ends it with, where'd you get hit? In the upper part of your body or the lower part? I'm like, the kid just got hit by a car. That's your question? What an idiot this guy is.
And she said it was it's her last week of work at that station or in that industry. I don't know, but what a way to wrap up.
I'm thinking that was my last report. Never mind my last week with this TV station. Holy cow.
Wow.
Good for her.
Looks as though NBC announcers aren't going to the Olympics.
Does that not speak volumes?
I think it does.
You know, yesterday we talked about other stuff that's happening with the athletes at the Olympics, and now this.
Mm. And how about cameras in Florida classrooms? It might happen.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
All that stuff and more. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. Karen's got more news, of course, coming up at 8:30. And shortly after that, we'll be talking to Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. There's a lot coming up.
There's a lot coming up. And speaking of going up and coming up, a British company is going to build a studio in space for a Tom Cruise space movie.
What?
The size of an arena.
What?
Yeah, this is big news.
It's called C-E-1. And so I don't think it's going to be part of the ISS, the International Space. How do you get permission?
It's just going to orbit?
I don't know. I have no idea how that works.
They're planning on shooting movies up there and doing sporting events. I'm like,
don't you have to be an astronaut to do that?
No.
Okay, they can do this, but they can't finish Top Gun 2? I'm outraged.
Top Gun 2 is coming out soon.
No, it's not either.
It's a British company.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really?
Sure it is.
Isn't that cool, though?
Yeah.
Who's going to go?
It's going to be a space station module. I don't know. Well, probably Tom Cruise. They just want to send him up there.
Maybe he'll stay there.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's already conquered Earth.
But they are talking about in this venue called C1, as in, you know, you're going to see everything because I guess it's going to be made out of glass. They're going to do sporting events, entertainment events.
Oh, that's really cool.
I mean, they're talking about like an arena, like, you know, like a football stadium, only smaller, obviously, but in space.
It's a space bubble.
That's it.
Huh. Wow.
That's fantastic.
Who's going to be the first entertainer to sing from space?
Garth.
Yeah.
And he'll be suspended by a wire, but he'll still be floating.
Garth in the bubble.
Can he fit?
Yeah, I was going
to say. Oh.
Okay, that was mean. I'm sorry.
He couldn't fit in the habitrail tube to get into the space bubble.
Garth has gotten a little heavy. I'm
a little.
I love Garth, but he's put out a few LBs.
He got stuck in the airlock when they tried to blow him out.
When your wife has a cooking show. Woo.
And she loves butter.
No, Garth loves butter.
Ugh, that more.
We're going to fry this again. Garth loves his fried butter. Anyway, all right. Thanks, Karen. We'll see you for news at 8:30. That and a lot more coming up. The South Florida Morning Show as well. All right, we'll get to the Biden Blunderfest in a second. Can't really deal with that right now. Right now, let's talk about this. Olympics. Have you noticed any NBC promos?
No, as a matter of fact, the Today Show right now has some of the Olympians who were going to Beijing. That's the first time I've seen any of them.
Okay, look at the screen right now. And I know this is just for the studio.
Right.
Okay.
Look
at what the graphic says, and this is important. It says, the Winter Olympics, February 3rd.
And then in the little corner.
Little tiny right-hand corner says Beijing. They are completely downplaying the China part of this.
Well, you know, yesterday we had the story that the Olympians themselves, the athletes themselves have been told, number one, don't bring your own cell phone. We are assuming that the minute you land in China, all of the information inside your personal phone will be stolen.
Right.
So bring a burner with you. And then, number two, while you're there, please, by every stretch of the imagination, do not mention anything about how horrific their human rights is.
Right.
Because if you do that, you get arrested, there's nothing we can do when they throw you in prison.
Now, the update today is NBC Sports, which carries this, and their other properties, they will not be going to the Olympics. They will not be sending their play-by-play reporters or commentators.
Wow.
The only personality they're sending is Mike Tirico, and only because it'll be the opening ceremonies. That's it.
Yeah, it must be contractually he has to be there or something, because why would they send him?
So it's not like you're going to be watching this if you have any interest whatsoever, and it'll just be without sound, and you're just watching the broadcast of it. The announcers will be back at a Connecticut studio doing the play-by-play stuff remotely.
Well, that's bizarre.
They did it during the NFL. They did it during all sports last year, yeah, but
can you tell?
Wow.
Is it like delayed?
It's just not. It doesn't have the energy. I'll tell you that much.
Wow.
But what does that say?
Yeah.
They're afraid of the variant deal with this thing because they still have Delta variant there. And also, I don't think they really want to be associated that closely with Beijing.
I also think, honest to God, I think that they're afraid that their crews would be detained and they'd never get them out of China.
It's a possibility.
And that's what they're afraid of. They're not going to risk sending Hoda and Savannah Guthrie over there. They love Hoda in China. Forget it. They'd never let her loose.
Hoda made a mistake and mentioned the Uyghurs. We never got her back.
And that would be it. And they're saying, basically, what was that? Was it that midnight? What was that? That last train to midnight? What was that stupid midnight?
That train to Georgia?
That horrible movie about the kid got nailed at the airport in Turkey.
But he was smuggling heroin.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, still, they locked him up. He didn't have a shot. Took him how many years to get that kid out? You get stuck in China, forget it. They're not letting you out.
But notice this. They're downplaying any promo you see from NBC, and they're starting to run them now. They're downplaying the Chinese part of it. There may be very little mention of Beijing while they're there because they've taken so much heat for even being there because of China's human rights abuses.
Wow. All they're talking about now is basically what the uniforms are going to look like because they all got the uniforms on. Did Ralph Lauren do them again this year? Because he usually does them. That's probably why they're doing that.
Absolutely no idea.
I don't know. But, there's certain things I'd like to see. I'd like to see the skiing. I'd like to see the figure skating. But it's going to be weird without them there. That's odd.
Well, you're going to be watching skiing, and there'll be a guy back in Connecticut doing the play-by-play.
I know. It makes no sense.
And there's a jump.
You
in the background, he's going, can I get another coffee? Thanks.
Please.
Wow.
Please. Holy cow.
Special guest coming up in minutes after Karen's news at 8:30, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, who is a friend of the show. She's going to come in and update us on everything going on with the state and maybe what she thought of the Biden Blunderfest yesterday.
Can we ask her if DeSantis is running for the presidency?
Yeah, and if he does, What about her?
Is she governor?
All right.
Yes.
We got a lot to talk about and catch up with her. It's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. Thank you so much, Karen. Like you said, your next news update, full update coming up at 9 o'clock. The South Florida Morning Show. There's Jen, I'm Bill, there's Dina over there, and let's not waste any more time. Let's get her right on the line. Lieutenant Governor, friend of the show, by the way.
Yeah.
She's been on several times before, but it's been a while. Jeanette Nunez, good morning. Thanks for being here again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. I guess the first thing we'd like to ask you, Jeanette, did you watch the president's press conference yesterday?
Very little. I couldn't stomach watching the whole thing, and I was also busy in Tallahassee doing the people's work. But I did see the part where he asked, rhetorically, of course, because I don't think anyone could give him an answer, which president had accomplished more in 1 year than him. What a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, just that was the focus of conversation. And you're right, you have been busy. I mean, we always note that about this administration at the state, and it seems like the governor is in a different county or a different city within the state every single day, and you're there quite often with them. I know that education has been a massive focus, especially in this coming year, and there's a bill going through Tallahassee right now about possibly allowing districts to put cameras inside classrooms. What's been the support statewide for that?
Well, we have, obviously, there are a number of bills that go through the legislative process. There's thousands of bills, clearly. We have not opined on every single piece of legislation. Right now, we are focused on sort of the governor's priorities, which he outlined in a state of the state. One of those being, obviously, the issue of critical race theory and making sure that our schools are not promoting that divisive ideology in which kids are taught to hate their country or to hate each other simply on the basis of race. So we'll see as those bills, any number of bills, both education and otherwise, go through the process, kind of where we stand on those bills. What the governor's thoughts are going to be as it gets to the point where, bills are starting to pass, the governor will have to either sign them into law or show them. So, as that goes through, we'll obviously engage a little bit more. But right now, our focus is making sure that our priorities from our administration's perspective are in good shape. They're getting their hearings. They're being debated and discussed. And ultimately, we want to make sure we're delivering for Floridians.
And speaking of delivering for Florida, one of our representatives, Brian Mast, as well as the governor, has gone to Lake Okeechobee numerous times because we had all these blue-green algae blooms that were killing everything, either on the East Coast, either in Martin County, and then further south and further north. And then yesterday we found out the Biden administration's giving the state how many millions of dollars to fix the Everglades, allegedly, yet they're not putting in that reservoir to take care of the blue-green algae. And Brian Mast is livid. How do you guys feel about it?
Well, I certainly would agree. We are good friends with Congressman Mast. We share the environmental concerns that he has touted, and especially in that area as it relates to Lake Okeechobee, the reservoirs, the water quality, the Everglades restoration, all of those things. And that's why when we first got elected, we announced as part of our administration's priorities that we were going to secure record historic funding for Everglades restoration and all the other water quality issues to be able to combat blue-green algae, red tide, all those things that we hear about every year that, obviously impact communities like South Florida, like Central Florida, you name it. So we are well on our way. We believe that we will exceed even the amount that we had asked for, which is great news for Floridians because we all understand, the governor has said this on multiple occasions, that we are entrusted with our natural resources and we are to leave it in a better condition than hence once we received it. So that's our focus. We are going to continue to make sure that our environment is the envy of the nation for all sorts of water related activities and for our ultimately for the quality of our water and safeguarding our natural resources. So we share Congressman Mast's concerns. We continue to argue how the federal government has shirked its responsibility as it relates to Florida, we believe, for no other reason than politics. Just like the infrastructure money, we have been shortchanged, and the governor talked about that yesterday, compared to other states, given the fact that we're the third most populous state, given the fact that we have thousands of miles of roadways and bridges that, need to be repaired. We feel that the federal government is playing politics with some of the funding they're sending to states.
Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez on the line with us, the South Florida Morning Show. Florida is obviously the envy of the nation in many other ways, Jeanette. I mean, economically, just look at our weather. That all, we've handled COVID better than almost every other state, maybe every other state. Well, that becomes a threat politically to the Biden administration. All of a sudden, oh boy, they don't want Florida doing well. They don't want us shining. But that's also put the governor and yourself more on a national stage. Looking forward, what's the plan here going forward? Does Governor DeSantis have any plans to maybe run for a national office? And then, does that mean you're our next governor?
Oh, we are focused exclusively, and people ask us all the time. And, you know, the media is very focused on this for a number of reasons. But we are truly focused on reelection, which is, you know, just a few short months away for everyone listening. We want to win resoundingly. We want to show that Florida's approach to dealing with this global pandemic, we are now in the third year. People are exhausted. They're fatigued. They don't want to hear any more about it. They just want to get on with their lives. They just want the opportunity to educate their kids in person without them being indoctrinated. They just want the opportunity to run their businesses without government telling them they have to do this or they can't have employees that aren't vaccinated. We just want the opportunity to thrive, to prosper. That is what Florida has been. It's been a beacon of liberty. It's been a beacon of freedom. And when you look at our economic numbers, we are, as you said, we're thriving. We are close to 20 straight months of private sector growth. We are really on all cylinders. We are killing it. I think that Governor DeSantis and myself, we've been very focused on making sure that we combat the federal government's authoritarian mandates and lockdowns that are only harming people. We now know this is not, you know, March of 2020 when everyone was panicked. We now know that lockdowns and mandates simply do not work. We are going to continue to fight to preserve individual liberties, and I believe that the voters will reward us come November.
Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, you just mentioned that Florida is the beacon of freedom, even for the Democrats. You know that shirt that the governor has on his website? I try to buy one. It's sold out. Do you have an inside so we could get a couple of those shirts?
Which one? There's so many.
The one that says freedom, escape to Florida, and it has all the Democrats on the back.
That is the most popular shirt on our website. Let me see if I can try to finagle a shirt for you. How about that?
That would be wonderful.
I don't even have one, just so to show you.
I thought for sure that'd be on sale at Bucky's or something. We can make a road trip. Who knows?
Oh, I love Bucky's.
I know. I was just there. It was great. All right, well, just as we wrap up here, we just want to invite you on the show again sometime soon, whenever you have time. Thanks for doing what you do. The whole Florida administration covers a lot of ground, so we definitely appreciate your time, yeah. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. It. Well, there you go.
Wow. Maybe I'll get us a couple of shirts. I was like, oh, I want one.
She might be able to squeeze one out of her, Jen. That was about it. You got a shirt.
You notice she didn't say I'll send a couple. I was like, okay.
Well, they sell out, you know.
Like, all right.
See, it's going to get back to DeSantis. He's going to be like, well, I'll give her mine.
By the way, her answer to your question about if the governor's running for a higher position, he's running.
Is that what you got out of
that? Yeah, that's what I got out of it. She just skirts right around that, and it's a nice little answer that they get, like, programmed.
It's definitely the non-answer answer.
Yeah, I think I'll run for governor, and then it'll be for the presidency.
All right, we've got more to unwind from that, our conversation with the lieutenant governor. We'll talk about that a little bit more, and more from Biden's address yesterday. A lot coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. More news coming up, Karen, at 9 o'clock, minutes away. What's coming?
So great interview with the lieutenant governor. I will have it at the website.
Her.
Yes, she's very good. Yeah. And you asked her about this kerfuffle about the... It all started with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and we're getting $1.1 billion for our Everglades restoration. And you asked her about the fact that, because Congressman Brian Mast isn't happy, none of it's going toward a reservoir, which is supposed to be built that would help to mitigate blue-green algae.
So without the reservoir, aren't you wasting money?
Yeah.
So what are they doing with
all
this money?
That's the major problem. But I think it's really interesting what she told you. She thinks that the federal government is playing politics with this money with the state of Florida. Here she is. Can you turn my thing? Oh. Huh. Well, she's going to come up here in a moment. I don't know why this happens. But anyway.
She's loading.
She says that...
So we share Congressman Mast's concerns. We continue to argue how the federal government has shirked its responsibility as it relates to Florida. We believe for no other reason than politics. Just like the infrastructure money, we have been shortchanged. And the governor talked about that yesterday. Compared to other states, given the fact that we're the third most populous state, given the fact that we have thousands of miles of roadways and bridges that, you know, need to be repaired, we feel that the federal government is playing politics with some of the funding they're sending to states.
Wow. That's an indictment.
Get that word out to the environmentalists who supposedly were all, they loved this administration. They're playing politics with this. One of the biggest environmental concerns in the country is the Everglades.
Yep.
Wow.
Because of politics. Because Florida, you can't have Florida doing well. Well, that's unbelievable.
It's just like the monoclonal sites.
Yes.
They shut those. Remember, I mean, if you weren't playing
politics. Lives.
Yeah, you weren't playing politics with that, then what was the reasoning?
It's pretty nasty.
Impeachable.
Yeah.
It's very
horrible.
What were you saying about that Trump was impeached for a phone call and Biden?
Well, as Trump said, a perfect phone call. With Ukraine, as he was taking office to find out what the deal was, Biden gets on the air yesterday and invites Russia to invade Ukraine.
Yeah, because a minor incursion's no big problem.
But that's not impeachable?
No. Just asked a question about maybe you could look into what's going on with Biden and his son there.
Oh my
it's just
God.
Interesting that the two countries, you know, Ukraine and China, that are our biggest problems right now, his son had the biggest influence on while he was vice president.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Scary. Okay. I don't know what that has to do with Everglades restoration, but by God, we talked about it.
Well, that was a bridge we just built.
Goes around.
Magic bridge.
We didn't get the money from the federal government, though.
We got shortchanged. Yeah. More coming up.
All right, Karen. Thanks very much. See you at 9 for news. News Talk 850 WFTL. We got an update on the Supreme Court story that we had yesterday, which is an awesome story. By the way, it all came from NPR, and all the news networks ran with it. So it was the story that we had. We were laughing about it because it sounded like everybody's workplace. Allegedly, according to NPR, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor would not come to work, would only hear the cases and chime in remotely on Zoom.
Right.
Because reportedly, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch would not wear a mask.
Right. And then it came out yesterday that that was fake.
Well, NPR is standing by the story.
Really?
Yes. You know who's chiming on this? Britt Hume from Fox News. I'm Britt Hume and you're not. He just tweeted out a few minutes ago, and this is awesome. He says, NPR is, and you gotta imagine Britt Hume saying this in his serious tone. NPR is standing by its report that Chief Justice Roberts asked his fellow justices to wear masks on the bench to protect Sotomayor, who's diabetic. Gorsuch refused. All three justices have denied the report, okay?
Okay.
Everybody involved has denied it. Britt Hume. Thus, NPR is asking us to believe the word of their unnamed sources over the on-the-record denials of all three people involved in the story. That's a very easy call. Again, those unnamed sources did us all in.
How do you like that? Holy cow.
And NPR is just sitting back going, no, we're going with it.
It's incredible.
We're going with it.
It's just so much more fun to say that Gorsuch is raising hell in the Supreme Court for everybody.
Oh, it
and
sure is.
And Sotomayor is staying at home doing a Zoom call.
This part of it I do believe, though. I do believe they bicker like any coworker. That, I believe, is true now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're taking people from all different walks of life, different sectors of life, and you're sticking them together, and you're saying, okay, you know, I don't agree with what you agree with. So it's, you know, they're on opposite sides in many cases to begin with. So now you expect them to be friendly? Nah.
Do you think they have a little Supreme Court Christmas party? Like, they can't go, like, out to Olive Garden.
No, they
can't. So do you think they do it at the Supreme Court building, and everybody is assigned... Like, Clarence Thomas has to dish out who exactly has to bring what? All right, Sonia, you have to bring the dip.
Yeah, you got the Jell-O mold.
You got the Jell-O mold. Roberts, they're putting you in charge of chicken wings.
Can you imagine that? Now, I think they go to John Roberts' house. And the reason we say this is I found the most fascinating story was Antonin Scalia, the late Supreme Court justice. He said... When he became a Supreme Court justice, he said it was such a shock because he realized you have to get rid of all your friends.
Right.
The Supreme Court, other Supreme Court justices become your family and your friends because you can't associate with anybody that could feasibly jeopardize any brief you write in the future.
Stuck together.
So you have to get along whether you like each other or not. So you may be right. Maybe they just go to John Roberts' place, hang out, put their feet up, you know, smoke a couple of cigars, hang out.
They all go to the pub together in the robes.
Yeah.
They're playing darts in the robes.
You know, I always wonder because you always see judges, regular judges, like on any TV show, they always hang up the robe and, you know, they go home in their regular clothes. So is there a special Supreme Court closet just for their robes? And how many robes do they have?
Please tell me it's not as fancy as we think and it's just a locker room. old high school gym lockers. and they got like a number and a name. All right, Clarence Thomas.
And then he forgets his combination. Anybody remember it was left, what, 42?
Yeah.
Isn't it terrible?
Hey, let's lock Gorsuch in the locker. Let's stuff him in a locker. It'll be awesome.
You think they give like swirlies to like Brett Kavanaugh because he was
a new guy.
That's right. Yeah.
It's up, freshman.
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah. He had to be inducted. How do they induct him? They gave him a pink robe to wear.
Oh, you don't want to know how the Supreme Court does their induction hazing, Jen.
No?
No, it's very
very Illuminati.
Yeah, it's a secret. It's like Skull and Bones from Yale.
Okay.
No, you think they like give each other crap every once in a while? It's like,
you have to, right?
Nice descent, Roberts, you loser.
Or they're talking
Where'd
about,
you go to law school?
They're talking about something. They remember back in January you came up with that stupid idea that this was wrong. And yeah, it's coming back to bite you now.
I love how we painted the entire Supreme Court like this.
Well, it's more fun to imagine him that way.
It sure is.
That's why we jumped on the NPR story, but
we love
the only people believing it is NPR.
Yeah. I like that. By the way, just a cute little thing here. African elephant twins have been born at the Northern Kenya Reserve.
Oh, my
reserve.
God. Let's go.
It's the first time in like almost a millennial. They're like, this doesn't happen. So they're all excited that they get twins.
Good.
And they're going to take care of one of the babies to make sure they both survive.
Wow. I love elephants.
I thought it was cool. Twins.
All right. Wow. Mm-hmm. We got that. We got some more. Oh, the NPC sports thing. They're not going to China. That was big. Got that coming up. How about cameras in classrooms?
I like this idea.
Florida classrooms. It apparently has a lot of support, this bill running through Tallahassee right now.
Mm-hmm.
And some fun stuff coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.